Funding for Think comes from the SMU Certificate Program in Financial Planning.
You're listening to Think on KERA 90.1. I'm Chris Boyd. Could a shift to a home rule charter improve outcomes for students at Dallas Public Schools? A privately funded nonprofit group called Support Our Public Schools is leading a campaign to put the option for home rule on the November ballot for voters in the Dallas Independent School District. Supporters say a home rule charter would allow DISD more flexibility than it has under current state and federal mandates, including greater latitude in hiring and firing and the ability to extend the number of days and hours students attend school every year. Critics say some of the ideas for change could be implemented without making Dallas the first ever Texas district to enact home rule, and they worry the effort could remove control of the district from the hands of an elected school board. My guests today both care deeply about the fate of Dallas schools and their students, but find themselves on different sides of the issue. Bernadette Nuttall is a member of the Board of Trustees of the Dallas Independent School District. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings is here as well. He believes the measure could be beneficial for students. Welcome both of you to Think.
Thank you, Chris.
So let's begin with a bit of history. The Texas legislature made home rule possible in 1995. Why has no district ever tried it until now?
It's very hard. Very hard. I mean, this is the ultimate exercise in democracy. You've got to have twice as many citizens sign a petition that votes in all of the school board of trustees elections. You've got to create a board's got to appoint a commission. A commission's got to do a bunch of work. Then you go to the voters, and 25% of voters have to show up, and then you have to win. So, I mean, there's about five big steps to get through. So it's very hard, and it's not easy.
How did you each learn about the movement underway by Support Our Public Schools to put home rule on the ballot, and how did you come to your conclusions as to how it might affect DISD? And Bernadette, we'll start with you.
First of all, I want to clarify that I'm speaking for Bernadette Nuttall.
And not for the entire,
Board
of Trustees. Yes, thank you for that.
And I am speaking for Mike Rawlings, not for the city of Dallas.
Yes, that's important. There are varying views.
Yeah.
We learn about the effort on a Friday night. We receive a memo from SOPS, Support Our Public Schools, that Friday night, and that's the first time that we've heard of the effort.
Mm-hmm. And what were you able to do to sort of look at it and decide either it sounded like a good idea to you or that it sounded like something that concerned you?
I reviewed all of the information, the 1995 law, and read the newspaper, but all our information that we received from is from the newspaper. We've yet to have the conversation with the SOPS people to discuss it. So,
and that's because they aren't willing to meet with you, or how?
I don't know. Maybe we can ask our Mr. Mayor. I don't know.
Well,
I have more questions than answers regarding this whole home rule charter initiative.
Well, maybe some of those will get answered this hour. Mayor, talk about how you learned about this effort and why you decided it was something you felt necessary to support.
Yeah, I learned about it probably about 60 days before SOPS decided to roll this out, and started to learn how complicated this was, and understand kind of the needles that had to be threaded on this, different options that could be on the table. You, for instance, in introducing it, said some things that weren't necessarily true for me. It was just, this is a dialogue that needs to be had, mm-hmm. not exactly what needs to take place. I'll tell you, for me, you got to back up and understand that DISD is the most important thing that faces Dallas in the next 10 or 20 years. I am convinced that, and by the way, Bernadette and I agree on so much, that Bernadette's job is so much more important than my job for the long term, because we've got this gap between the haves and the have-nots, and it is massively large. And the only way to break those have-nots out, I believe, in a substantive manner, is education. And they've got to be ready for college, and they've got to be ready for jobs. And too few of them now are. And we are all working together to try to accomplish that. And there's a lot of issues. It's not a silver bullet. There's about four or five fronts. But this notion that the state sets our rules as opposed to our rules setting. The city of Dallas is a home rule city. We don't give our power to the state. And it's like, well, maybe that's an option. DISD could look and say, what would we want if we had a clean slate? And I thought that was an interesting premise.
Can you give us an example of things that are state or federal mandates that are somehow holding DISD back from achieving everything it could?
Well, I think when I look at change at any organization, you've got to start at every layer and move up. Okay, you have to start at teachers, principals, middle management, superintendent, trustees, and citizens. All right, I think we've got to maximize the resources in each one of them. The fact that we only have that a school board of trustee got elected with only 900 votes, and they are 1/9 of a $1.6 billion budget, tells me citizens aren't doing everything they could do. So getting more citizens out to vote and how we do that, I think, would be very helpful in that regards. I am not an education policy, and I'm not advocating specific things. I mean, I've heard a wide range of different options, but I think this discussion is very, very healthy. And if I was on the Board of Trustees, okay, I would love to get this because now I could draw my own set of rules, if you will. We get to do that at the city, and it's a pleasure. We're going through it right now with a commission to look at our charter and say, you know, what are the knobs we need to tweak? And right now, the state kind of makes those decisions.
Go right ahead.
Mr. Mayor, you said that you would love for us to do this if you were on the Board of Trustee. Help me understand why, as a Board of Trustee, that we should love when yet the conversation has yet to happen or begin with the trustees.
The second part of that, while the conversation hadn't happened, what do you mean by that?
You said you found out 60 days.
Right.
Who bought it to you?
Right. Your partner, Mike Morath. Okay.
One of our colleagues bought it to you.
Yeah.
And so you said we would love the trustees, and we are a body. So I guess my second part of that question, one of our trustees approached you about this, correct?
Exactly.
And so yet, why did this conversation not start with the body, 9 of the trustees?
Well, for me, it took me about 2 months to understand all this. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't ready to advocate it. Even though SOPS was ready to go after, I said, when they roll this out, okay, you better let everybody know you're about to do it, as opposed to going out in secret and kind of getting all the signatures, which they did. And I don't know. I'm sure folks from SOPS would be glad to talk to you.
Well, no, Bernadette, can you talk about some of the information that you feel like you need to have? Am I hearing you correctly that you're opposing this mostly because you feel like you don't understand what's behind the measure?
No, I'm not opposing it because I don't understand what's behind the measure. While we all agree that there needs to have improvement, but what we understand about the measure, what I understand about the measure, it's a governance.
Mm-hmm.
It's governance. So until we understand the difference between governance and administration, so what I've heard is the governance. It's the board members, right? And one of the things that I've read in the newspaper and that, quoting you, is that and my colleague, is that in 3 years of academic achievements not improved, the board needs to be replaced, correct?
No, I didn't say that.
Well, my colleague said that.
I don't know.
In three years.
Here's what I said, just so I'm clear on it. When I look at over a 10-year period of time, right, we have not gotten our kids college ready. We've got about 1 out of 10 kids ready for college, and then about 1 out of 10 kids actually get 2 years or 4 years of education. So we've got about 7,000 kids coming out of school every year that are not ready for college and that are ready for poverty. And that is not going to close this gap. And so I have said that if I looked at that system, I would say, I'd like to change it. There's something fundamentally not right with that. It's broken in some manner. And I think it's we're healthy enough as a group, as a citizenry, to talk about it. And the fact that, that we'll have, I don't know, I suspect SOPS will get 30,000 people to sign this and say, let's have a dialogue about it, I think it's a healthy thing.
But why can't we have the dialogue? And the back, what are the standards that you're using for college readiness, Mr. Mayor?
ACT and SAT, the same standards that every university and college looks at.
So you're using ACT and ACT by the college board. Have
the,
you
the
read?
State,
have
the, you, the state level the, that they say that's college ready.
So the state says that ACT and ACT means you're college ready.
At those certain scores, yes.
Let me jump in here because we need to take a quick break. We mm-hmm. are speaking this hour with Bernadette Nuttall, a member of the Dallas Board of Trustees, the Board of Trustees, rather, of the Dallas Independent School District, and Mayor Mike Rawlings of Dallas about the proposal to make DISD a home rule school district. We'll resume the conversation in a couple of minutes. You can join it by calling 1-800-933-5372. You can send email to think@kera.org or send me a tweet at Chris Boyd Think. We'll come back in just a couple of minutes to our conversation about making DISD a home rule school district. Thanks for your support.
Funding for Think comes from the SMU Certificate Program in Financial Planning with classroom instruction, a CFP board-registered curriculum, and flexible class schedules. Applications accepted now for the program, which begins March 31st. SMU.edu/CPFP.
You're listening to Think on KERA 90.1. I'm Chris Boyd. We're speaking this hour about the proposal to make DISD a home rule district with Dallas Independent School District trustee member, board member Bernadette Nuttall and Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can call in to 1-800-933-5372 or send email to think@kera.org. And Bernadette, you were saying in the break that you feel like somehow you want to express your opinion once again and make sure that they're clear. And I want to give you a chance to do that. Thank you.
Yes, when you I want to be clear, it's Mr. Mayor, it's not about so much the what, it's about the how. And the what, we all agree we're on the room for improvement. We can agree on that and that we all need to do better. But it's the how the whole home rule has come about.
Explain
and
why that's frustrating to you.
I wouldn't use the word frustrating. That's an interesting word you use. It's disappointing. Mm-hmm. It's more of the word I would use. It's that you are a good mayor. You did the bridge and the homeless. But I think in order to be a great city, Dallas have to communicate effectively. You have to include all parties. You have to talk about the issues. And I think when you talk about college and ready, you can't use data to destroy. You have to use data to improve. And so when you talk about over the 10-year span, you've looked at this data and 1 in 9 graduate from college. But when you look beyond that data, even the College Board states that you don't use, that's not a child's predictor. SAT and ACT is not the success of a child. What was your score on the SAT, Mr. Mayor?
It was college ready.
It was college ready?
Yes.
So my score, what was your score, Chris, on the SAT?
I honestly don't remember, but I did go to college. Sorry.
Yeah, I went to college, too, but we don't remember our scores on the SAT.
No, I remember. I remember.
And what was the number?
It's really not important.
Okay. No, it is very important, Mr. Mayor, because when you talk about college, well, let me finish, Mayor. When you talk about college ready, my score on the SAT was 900, but I went on to complete college. And we talk about college ready. So what does it take? And I guess that's my question. What does it take to go to college? What do you need besides the SAT, ACT? When should we say that a child is ready for college? What predictor?
Bernadette, what's your definition of that?
My definition of what's the predictor for a child ready for college is you have to take it all the way back to, I know you're a big component of pre-K, but now when you look at our students in the district, start looking at sixth grade. Look at how many students that we have out algebra is a requirement by the state of Texas to pass in the ninth grade, Algebra 1 on the STAR test. So let's take that back to sixth grade. Are we offering pre-AP classes for our sixth, seventh, and eighth grade? Let's look at our AP. If you look at the data on AP courses and look at North and South on how we offer AP classes, mm-hmm. we should have a standard across the district that we're going to district-wide, the district is going to pay for the training for the teacher and professional development, that we're going to have every campus going to have these five AP classes.
Okay, I think those are all great points, and they're probably excellent points to have on our discussion, a broader discussion of education within the district on another day. I don't want to get too far afield, though, of this question about home rule yeah. for the district. Can you talk, Mayor Rawlings, about what you see as some of the ways that the issues that Bernadette has brought up are not being addressed under the current way that the district is administered?
Well, first of all, I think by nature these become kind of point-counterpoint discussions, and we've got to recognize that there are a lot of great things that are taking place. The board is on a roll. They've done a lot of great things. So we have so many fabulous teachers in DISD. We've got to figure out how to build on something. But we've got to recognize when 31% of our third graders are not ready are not reading at the level they need to be reading at. Okay, only 31% are reading at it. Excuse me, I said that the wrong way. That says we've got to do something different. Now, so when I look at things, I would say, how would we do it as a board so we make sure we stay focused on the academic issues that are there, all right, and not be focused on other things that I think take our mind away. So that's one issue.
Other things, you mean like financing of the district? Or
yeah, contracts, financing, whatever the political issue is at the moment.
Bernadette, do you see that the board gets sidetracked from academics?
I just need the mayor to clarify that. Can you clarify that?
I was saying that if I was a chairman of the board, mm-hmm. I would say, what handcuffs can we put on ourselves to make sure we stay focused on academic issues? And if we're not succeeding, we need to step away. I said the other day at a city council meeting, I would be for a movement that would make the mayor be recalled if the school didn't perform in the right way. I think accountability is majorly important in today's world, okay? And so I think accountability is an important aspect of this discussion.
So tell me, I mean, you asked the question and you said on contracts and what are the other things you said that we're focused on?
I said political issues.
And what are those political issues, Mr. Mayor?
Whether someone likes somebody on the board, I hear that discussion all the time. And it happens at City Council. It happens at City Council.
But I want to clarify, because we said home rule charter is going to make the district better. And so you're saying that you, academic achievement, contracts, and political issues, and you hear that all the time. And you hear that all the time from who?
I'm sorry. I don't understand.
I didn't
say home rule is going to make the district better.
No, I said home. In the conversation, we're here to talk about home rule charter, that this is a better option. No, this is a better option for our children.
But what I hear
you saying is that, correct me, that, you know, you hear contracts and political issues are the problem. So I'm trying to figure out how is home rule charter with adults are going to make the district better for our children in academic achievement. What is it that home rule charter would do differently, Mr. Mayor, that's going to impact academic achievement? And what's the number you say 1 in 10 are going to graduate? What is it that they're going to do different than what's currently?
Okay. So first of all, let me be clear on what I'm advocating for. I'm advocating for a process that the Board of Trustees would answer the question that you just asked, because it doesn't really matter my point of view.
Okay, so let me help you clarify this, because if we get the 25,000 signatures
yes.
in DISD to to proceed. Then a 15-member commission is appointed to
by the
DISD board to draft a potential charter.
And that's when the ideas need to come forward.
But Chris, my question, Mr. Mayor, why is it that these ideas can't come forward with the current structure of the board? Why is it that we're not having the conversation? Children are waiting on us.
No,
Mr. Mayor. No, I'm asking. You're saying home rule charter is the way to go. You need 24,000 signatures in order to have the conversation with the board, because the board technically only appoint 9 of the members, and there's a 15-member commission. So now you have 9 members on the board. Then you're going to get 15. So help. You said there's a process to happen. Why is it today, on April the 28th, that we cannot have that conversation? Because we can have that conversation about what we can do now. We can ensure that every school has a counselor, that we're talking about academic achievement, ultimately, to improve academics. We can ensure that we have professional development department for all our teachers. We can ensure.
Well, we need to. Bernard, you say ensure it. You're on the board. Is this happening now? If you can ensure it,
let's clarify.
Let me answer
there's
her
a
question.
Difference between
right.
no. There's a difference between governance and administration.
Okay,
and so let's be clear about what the governance. The board of directors, trustees, are responsible for hiring and firing the superintendent, the budget, and we're responsible for policy. The administration is responsible for implementation of the plan. So what I think we have a difference of communication here. That we're saying the board. The board only governs the district, but yet there's a superintendent that we hold accountable through all of these things that it takes to educate children. So,
okay. I need to answer the question. You said, why can't we have these ideas now? The idea has been put forth by Supporter Public Schools. They're very clear of what they are supporting. One, okay, is moving the elections from May to November.
And that's in part because turnout is historically very low for school board elections, 4 to 6%.
I said one got elected with 900 votes.
Okay, so that's
So that's one point they said. Second is accountability. If you do not perform at or above the state level, okay, the school board would be recalled after a certain period of time. So that was one idea they had. A third idea was to change the school year, okay, to make it start earlier. And then be able to end earlier and coincide closer to the tests that would take place in May. Now, those were three specific ideas that are in forth. I would love to have discussion about those ideas.
Okay.
So we're having that discussion.
Who are you having that discussion with, Mayor Ross?
Can you respond to those ideas
and
how
yes.
you feel about
school board
them?
Recall. You said you want to recall school board members of academic.
No, I didn't say I did. I said Supporter Public Schools said that those were the ideas that they were being proponents of.
So SOPS, but you are basically, to me, the spokesperson for SOPS.
Well, I'm not.
You're here discussing home rule charter, not
I
SOPS.
I said, let's be clear.
Okay.
I've been a proponent of this home rule process.
Okay.
And I think it's a healthy process. That's what I've said.
So let me respond to school board recall. If school board, you say SOPS said a school board, academic performance, 3 years. You need to recall the school board members?
They said a study should be done every 2 years.
Okay.
If you're not at or above the state level for 2 years of those, okay, with your peer cities and your peer demography, the school board would be put up for a recall.
Okay. So to respond to that, so school boards are responsible for what, once again, Mr. Mayor, what is our responsibility as a school board member?
The academic achievement of the students.
Yes, but what is what's within our control as a school board member?
Anything.
Anything? So I can hire and fire teachers?
You can, if you do home rule, you can set up the
No, no, we're not talking about home rule.
Oh,
you're
sorry.
Saying recall. So you're saying that the new home rule charter will allow school board members to hire and fire teachers.
I'm sorry, that the home rule would allow...
You said we can do anything.
You could, theoretically, you could.
But
as long
currently...
As long as you meet certain standards at the state. You've got to meet those standards.
Now, school boards are responsible for governance, correct? Three things we are responsible for, right? Correct. But you're saying you want to recall, so why are you wanting to put... Every 3 years, we're reelected, correct?
I didn't say I wanted to recall.
SOPS.
Okay,
let's clarify SOPS.
Thank
but
you.
Every 3 years, we go up for re-election, correct, Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
So you're saying every 2 years, SOPS propose that we recall if academic achievement, by how many points do you want to see academic achievement improve?
I said that's SOPS proposal. You said we were not coming up with ideas. And SOPS and Jack Lowe put some ideas on the table. There have been a lot of ideas.
In other words, you said in every 2 years you want to SOPS.
I want a report. I do want a report. I believe in that.
The state gives a report every year, correct?
No. The state has a big, long sheet. We need to get it down to about 6 or 7 items.
And AEIS gives a report every year on academics. So what is the increase that you would love to see, that you want to see in academic achievement?
Just at or above the state level.
Okay, I'm going to jump in here. I think we're spinning our wheels a little bit anyway, so maybe just a quick break will be helpful. We are speaking this hour about the proposal to make DISD a home rule school district with Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings and Dallas Independent School District Board Trustee Bernadette Nuttall.
Funding for Think comes from the SMU Certificate Program in Financial Planning with classroom instruction, a CFP board registered curriculum, and flexible class schedules. Applications accepted now for the program, which begins March 31st. SMU.edu/CPFP.
You're listening to Think on KERA 90.1. I'm Chris Boyd. We're speaking this hour about the proposal to make DISD a home rule district with Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings and DISD board member Bernadette Nuttall. Let's go to the phones now at 1-800-933-5372. We have Larry on the line in Dallas. Hey, Larry.
Well, good afternoon. I'm kind of weak on the mechanics here. In other words, with the this whole thing is a bit of a black box, unknown people. So let's say we had this board and we want to build a new school, but this board member with this new charter has the power to block the sewers to that school. How would we handle that?
Is that a possibility?
No, that's not a possibility. I mean, basically, first of all, DISD does not have a charter right now. It would write its charter however it wants to write, but it still would, in that case, DISD would still have to work with the city to make sure it coordinates. In fact, I love the fact that we're creating a joint committee across our council and trustees to be able to deal with these sort of issues.
We have a question here from Greg in Dallas via email who says, am I correct the trustees will be appointed rather than elected? Is that true?
No, that is not necessarily unless the Board of Trustees wanted to write that in and those 15 people would the 15 people that they appointed would write that in and the citizens would approve it. But that's not what's on the – I've said I wouldn't support that as mayor.
Do you have a position on that? If home rule were to happen, and it sounds like it's not what you want to happen, how important is it to you that a school board is still elected rather than appointed?
I think that's very important. I think the city has the option. When you look at the history of Dallas, between 1961 and 1972, we had 100,000 Anglo people leave the city. And in 1961, W.T. White, we were supposed to integrate schools in 1964 when we signed the Civil Rights Act. But remember, in 1954, we had the Board versus Board of Education.
Yes, it took a very long time.
DISD did not integrate schools until 1972, officially, when the lawsuit was filed. And full integration didn't really, really happen until about 1974. So they fought in 1972 for single-member district. And the 14-1, when it used to be 8-3, and they fought for 14-1. I think that voice is very, very important. You hold me accountable. And when we talk about accountability, you have the option to vote that trustee or that elected official in or out. In 3 years, you can replace that person. So it's very important to me to have that voice to vote with voting me in or out or the other 8 trustees. So I would not support appointment because who appoints you is who you are committed to. We are committed as elected official to our parents, our students, and the constituents. And so I think the history of single-member district is very important, and I think you still need to remain single-member district for that voice for all areas of Dallas.
All right, let's go back to
We're in agreement on that, by the way.
Let's go back to the phones now. We have Brett on the line in Louisville. Hello, Brett.
Hey, Chris. There's so much up in the air on this. I can't believe anybody signed this petition. But my question is there anything that would prevent these people from just selling off DISD to the highest charter school bidder? And it really concerns me that this is a 501c4 corp that, I mean, hides basically where the money is coming from. This is so opaque. And, I mean, Bill's done a great job reporting on this. I'd really like to hear those two points discussed.
So there's no way that you could sell the school district off. There's a lot of bad information out there on this stuff. And the majority funder of the 501c4 did come forth and kind of tell his reason for it. Other than that, in the paper this morning, you saw the five members that are on this. Mike Morath has said why he's doing it. So it's pretty clear. It is confusing. There's no question this is a confusing process. But the long and short of it is the board gets to decide who those 15 members are, and they can do whatever they want. So as mayor, I can't really do anything about it. And so I don't really have much power in this except for talking about the importance of dealing with this issue. We had 20,000 black middle-class people leave the city of Dallas in the last decade. The big elephant in the room is we don't get Toyota in Dallas because of the school system, okay? We've talked to them, and they want to be in Plano. And 7-Eleven left, and we've got so many great things. I tell all these people this, but right now, 160,000 kids are being educated, and only a very few percentage are making it in the real world. They're not getting hired by our companies. They are not getting hired by our companies. When you talk about the big employers, I ask them, what percentage are DISD graduates? And it's very, very, very small. There's something wrong with that. And we got to compete against Singapore and Berlin and everybody. And that's why this is so important to me. I'm sorry, I got on a rant there.
Once again, Mr. Mayor, you said that Toyota did not come to Dallas because of...
I said that was one of the factors.
What was the other factors?
Well, they looked at a lot of things, the location, cost of real estate. But they want a school. I mean, the 7-Eleven CEO said, I need to be where my families are sending their kids to school, and they're not sending them to DISD.
One of the factors was not crime?
No, crime is down. Crime is down in the last 10 years in an amazing way. It's safer in North Oak Cliff than it is in North Dallas.
How about South Dallas?
That's what I'm saying.
What is South Dallas.
South Dallas is safe compared to East Dallas. There are some hot spots in the North Dallas and in South Dallas. We can talk about crime another time.
Yeah.
It's spread all across this city. But it's the lowest in 10 years. And we've made more progress than any other big city in the nation on crime.
So how many companies have tried to come to the central Dallas? How many?
You know, I think we've addressed that.
No, Chris. He talked about the data of DISD, so I'm asking the data of Dallas.
Okay, but we're trying to talk about the school district here, and now we're off on companies that are coming in.
I'm just saying the numbers. He said 1 in 10 students graduate. We're talking about the numbers, so I'm just asking the question.
Well, we have the mayor here.
So could you give me the data? Because if you're saying that companies and people don't want to live in Dallas, are you aware of the number of people who live? We're not dealing with the housing issues. We're not dealing with any of the issues of the roads. We're not dealing with any of those issues. But yet we're dealing with you can't educate in isolation, Mr. Mayor.
I agree 100%. I agree with that.
You have to. So with your growth, you have to have viable. So you're saying people are not hiring our DISD graduates because they're not ready. So when you put that kind of information out, it seems to me that you need to have the correct data. How many graduates are working in our companies, and what is the number for that?
Well, you're on the school board. Do you have that information?
For graduates to go work for our companies when they leave?
Well, here's one piece of data. Houston ISD has the same poverty level that we have. Twice as many college-ready students. Twice as many. That's just pure, unadulterated facts. What are we? What can we do better? Let's put a blank sheet of paper out there that will make us better. This is a sense of the possible, not my God. The I'm not trying to blame anybody. It's no one's fault. It's all about what we can become.
And so, what is it that we can become? Tell me. I want to know specifics. I know in your mind, Mr. Mayor, you're behind. You're supporting it, correct? But you have in your mind, as the mayor of the city of Dallas, you have some key things that you what we can become when we want to grow up. What is the one thing that you would do different that you say that we're doing now that's not working? Tell me.
Well, first of all, I think you and I agree we're not preparing our kids for kindergarten. Okay. We've got to get 3- and 4-year-olds to kindergarten. We need to do that. And we got a real funding issue on that, as we were talking about before we got on air. The citizens have got to come up and pay for this, but they will not pay it, knowing that we're getting beat by Houston 2-1.
Bernadette, what's the one thing that you would change? We're running out of time here, and I want to give you
right now
last
what
word.
I would change. We have a $1.6 billion budget, and so I will look and see how we spend our money and see how many words. You need to look at the cost per student and how we spend. You are aware of how we fund schools. Do you know how we fund schools,
yes,
Mr. Mayor?
Yes,
how do we fund schools? I'm asking.
No, you know what? We don't have time, unfortunately. The one thing that you would change is the budget?
I will look at how we are prioritizing our budget. Like right now, today, we can ensure that we have a counselor in every school. We can ensure that we have AP classes standard across the district. There are some key things that the board, and we vote on the board and approve the board in the budget in June. And there are some things that we can do today as a board with the budget. We can make sure that we look at our discipline and we get that discipline data every 6 weeks.
And are those things happening?
We are requesting, but once again, you have to go back to administration and governance. And if you watch, have you watched the board meeting? We've talked about making sure we have in-house suspension so we don't send kids home, that we fund every school, middle school, high school, and elementary school, as a teacher is funded by the district.
I'm going to have to leave it there. I'm sorry. This is the amount of time we have for the interview. Bernadette Nuttall is a member of the Board of Trustees of the Dallas Independent School District. Mike Rawlings is mayor of Dallas. We really appreciate both of you being here today.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Bernadette.
Thank you, Mayor. And of course,
you can go to keranews.org and find ongoing coverage of this issue and many others that affect our community, our state, our country, and of course, the entire world. Thanks.